Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papa Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1alvinii. Again, it's facebook.com/purpose1alvinii. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. We are going to be talking about funky computer points. AKA crypto, an opportunity that I think cryptocurrencies represents right now, especially for moderately working class people. And it's been a while since you could put this one in the currency talk section, but as I get more experience into the crypto world, I definitely share it with people, and I also come across people who are at different levels in their investment and financial life. I put something on Facebook recently, and it's because I actually had a conversation with a millionaire / billionaire who I shall keep nameless for the sake of for the protection of the person. Anyway, from a guy who's living in a working class life, but who has aspirations, dreams, ideas, knows where he wants to go, it's always eye opening to have people who are in literally a different universe when it comes to the life that they built for themselves. And we had a small conversation about cryptocurrencies. And what I realized coming out of it is that at certain stages and with certain type of personalities, again, your strategy for achieving what you need to achieve and why you need to achieve it is going to be different. And it could vary in many different ways. I know other millionaires who are all about finding the next best business model, finding the next hustle, finding the next thing to actively do constantly in order to stay ahead, stay sharp, stay competitive, which is not a bad thing at all. In my mind, in my heart, my proposal, if you learn a few asset classes, you could actually create a system in which they feed and they build off of each other and they protect each other as well. I've covered this in another currency talk before, maybe in a different way, but it's time now to reflect again upon it and remind myself and tell others how I see things. So anyway, this millionaire / billionaire was definitely telling me a major moves. And he was also telling me what he thought was the downside or too much risk involved in the way that I approach the cryptocurrency world. And my message to him was, it's still can be effective too, on whatever level the person is on. Of course, it just depends upon the knowledge base of the person handling the asset, and how they take action with it. Mostly managing your emotions. From my personal experience in being in a highly volatile and highly liquid market such as cryptocurrencies, you do need a strategic strategy, and you do need to know when to get in and when to get out for you personally. Some of my strategy I've shared already. I don't put large amounts into a specific coin or a token. I put a manageable amount at manageable times. Definitely don't bet the house. And then as the gains come, I take off a portion and either redistribute it into another smaller, more volatile coin, or a much larger, more established, slower moving coin. Very easy process. The hardest process about developing a strategy around cryptocurrencies in order to build up your finances is your emotions as you watch and monitor the market. That's the only main thing that really defeats you the fastest, and also your non-crypto income management life. If you burn through money really fast, well, you're going to be in an emotional position where no matter how many gains you make, you're going to end up selling them back again in order to pay for your daily life thing. So the first order is to have a stabilized income life. There's no way around it at all. And then once you do that, you can start easing and doing what's called dollar cost averaging. But anyway, I also conveyed to this millionaire, billionaire, the tremendous opportunity that these assets have. These assets did not just pop up by accident. Considering the main cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, they've been here for almost 11 years strong, went through a few drops, few financial crises. It's definitely argued that they are born from the economic crises. But what you're dealing with a market that is still fairly young, but it's maturing. I mean, if you did it in years of a kid, kid's like 10 years old. So he's still young, still learning a lot of stuff, but he's kind of creeping up towards that awareness age. And now you're dealing with a $2 trillion market, a market that has exceeded the gross revenues of some well-known companies. That is something that is not to be overlooked. $2 trillion doesn't just incidentally end up in the market. That means that somebody is looking, people are watching, people are involving themselves in the market and shaping the market. But what's $2 trillion compared to what I call legacy markets, which is a stock market, bond market, Forex market, things like that? What's that $2 trillion compared to what could be rumored in liquidity, quadrillions of money? What's a quadrillion? A quadrillion is a freaking 1,000 trillions. What's a trillion? Can anybody really fathom what a trillion is? We have a word for it, but can we truly fathom it? Online, sometimes they have a infographic. Like if you just stacked dollars or 100 pallets of $100, what that would look like in comparison to that number, trillion, quadrillion. My line of reasoning is this. So you got a maturing young market. And that maturing your market is butted up right against the legacy markets. That small emerging market is still maturing more and more, to the point it's getting its own momentum. It's developing its own gravity. These, what I colloquially call computer points. So these computer points are absorbing a lot of attention and a lot of activity. 10 years strong, kind of hard to say. It's a bubble, as some people call it, like a tulip bubble, where people are just developing a mania around something that is of aesthetic value, but of real ultimately no use. The deeper that you go into some of these projects, you see that they have a coin, but that coin represents some type of network that has actual real world used attributes that we have yet to quite immerse ourselves to see. But anyway, 2 trillion to quadrillions. My question that I always ask myself is, what happens when that 2 trillion starts to mature more into like a 10 trillion or a 100 trillion? So right now, all these little funny computer points that oftentimes are either a dollar or a sub dollar. Some of them are actually mini dollars, like the king right now, Bitcoin. It's going around at an all-time high of this recording, $63,000. Bitcoin is worth like a Lexus right now. And doesn't show any signs of stopping. It was just worth the price of a lower level Tesla. Think about that. So, you know, either something like that is a tremendous bubble, or it's absorbing a lot of cheap dollars, a lot of cheap money, because people are trying to search for value in a highly liquid market. Anyway, trillions to quadrillions, but are trillions to tens of trillions? What I call that, ladies and gentlemen, is an asymmetrical risk opportunity. So what is what does that mean? That means that for any amount that these assets can drop, the opportunity for them to continue to rise is significantly much more over time. So let's go back to what I said. It comes down to your strategy, comes down to your emotional management, and it also comes down to your ability to simply be disciplined over extensive time periods, not trying to constantly buy and sell in order to compound your gains, or at least not with large portions. So if you have a holding right now, a modest holding, and you develop a good strategy, good emotional management, and you just let time and the influx of waves of capital and waves of dollars searching for many different reasons, searching for a return from the market, searching for solvency, searching for liquidity, searching for privacy, and attaching themselves to these funny computer points. What do you think is going to happen in the transition from 2 trillion to 10 trillion, and how long? Because oftentimes these things don't run in a linear motion. They get to a point to where they run in a parabolic motion, like on a scale. You don't get a straight line. You get what's called a hockey stick. It may start off slow, but then it starts to, the line starts to curve really fast, and the line starts to get steeper and steeper. What do you think's going to happen? For me, In my opinion, it makes sense for all different levels of people to have some type of exposure into this market. For the steady working class, it could be a great leveraging opportunity for them. And it could help them to pull them into a higher order of class living, depending on what they do with the returns and how they find ways to retain and grow the returns. For what we call the elite status, millionaires, billionaires, big money people, which are in the game, and or are the game, probably, most likely. For them, a small exposure could probably prove to be one of the most lucrative, less systemically and capital exerting moves that they can make. They don't have to bet their whole house. They don't have to bet a sizable amount. They literally can also be market makers with 1 to 2% of their net worth. And they can be the influencers in the maturation of the market. So, I just wanted to leave you all with that information. Not financial advice, of course, but financial opinion. I look forward to doing phenomenal things with my knowledge and understanding and application to these funky computer points in this crypto world. Something for you guys to think about. And until next time, this has been Alvin, AH3, the Real Talk with AH3. And I'll see you guys again later. Peace.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.